Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So it's a temptation to think that if we have enough money, that we can solve the world's problems. That indeed is an attitude that prevails also in the church. Though we need resources and wealth to practically carry out the mission, today's first reading from Acts, we find Peter really living his evangelical spirit when he heals a crippled man. Peter said to the beggar, "I have neither silver nor gold, but what I will give you is what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, walk." The more we tried to put our eggs in the basket of our programs, our resources, our money and assets, however helpful, the less likely we will not rely on the power of God. But it's precisely when we have run out of human resources, or when we realize that our human resources will ultimately fall short, that we are most apt to rely on the power of God. That is where real miracles and grace happens. Trying to work on your own strength, relying on our own resources, is a recipe for spiritual disaster. That is why we need a consistent life of prayer, nourished by the grace of the sacraments and pursuing a virtuous life. Because it is only through our active relationship with Jesus Christ where true power comes, that we rely not on silver and gold, but we can say, "I will give you what I have, Jesus Christ." What more important gift can we give to others than Jesus Christ himself? Peter really lived out the Beatitudes of Jesus when Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Let us strive to do the same. Let us pray. O God, who gladdened us year by year with the solemnity of the Lord's resurrection, graciously grant that by celebrating these present festivities, we may merit through them to reach eternal joys. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.